Mountain Laurel.
And you mentioned a large flowering tree with shiny leaves and big white flowers.
Magnolia?
If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask
her husband. Oh, that's not so.
And a man would say, I must ask
my wife.
A woman who has lost her husband is called a
widow.
What about if he just left her? Would you call her anything?
Just left her?
Mm-hmm.
Separated.
The man whose son you are is called your
father.
What do you call your father?
Dead.
Is that what you've always called him?
Father Papa. I was somewhat smaller at the time.
Mm-hmm. And now you just call him Dad?
Yeah, hey Dad.
What, and your father's wife is your
mother.
And what do you call her?
Mother.
It's
exciting, wasn't it? Honey. That was a nickname for a while. Occasionally still is.
Your mother and father together are called your
parents.
What about your grandfather? Do you have affectionate names for him?
Known as Josie.
And your grandmother?
JJ.
And your grandfather's wife is your
grandmother.
Your sons and daughters are called your
children.
A name a child is known by just in the family is called a what?
Nickname.
What would you call something on wheels that you can put a baby in, it can lie down, push it?
Stroller.
You call it?
Or a baby
else?
Carriage.
If you put the baby in the carriage and
they're also expensive and not very useful for very long.
Yeah. And you go out, say you got one of these though,
yeah.
And you're going to take a look it out. What would you say? I'm going to go out and
push the baby carriage.
If you had a lot of several children,
mm-hmm.
and they range in age, you'd say Jennifer is the
oldest.
Or say you had more than that though.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had a boy who's 20 and he had brothers who were 14 and 16, the one that was 20 is the
oldest.
Uh-huh. Besides being oldest, you might speak of them in terms of being mature or grown up. And you would say he's the
eldest.
Or your children are your sons and
daughters.
Mm-hmm. Your children are boys and
girls.
Mm-hmm. If a woman is going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
Do you know any other terms that like women might use or something like that?
Expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Infanticipating.
What if the woman doesn't have a husband? Are there any ways to talk about it?
You mean like pregnant out of wedlock?